Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This past Christmas Day, I was watching the Today Show, and I was watching the Archbishop of New York, Timothy Dolan. He gave a Christmas message, which he has done over the years. I'm sure some of you have seen him over the years, which centered in the word Emmanuel. God is with us. And he asked the question which so many of us ask, where is God when tragedy strikes, when disasters happen, when we have more questions than answers? And then Cardinal Dolan reiterated his message, which is as old as the writings in the Bible. And as he took an imaginary baby and cradled it towards his chest, and he said, Emmanuel, God through Jesus is with us. It was a simple and a public display, which was broadcast all over the nation, of the very essence of the Christmas story. Now, all of us have been privileged to hear the good news again this past weekend as we celebrated Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And now this celebration continues to this weekend, all the way up to next Sunday, the day of the Epiphany. The decorations are still up. The creche is still lit up. And the central emphasis of any Christmas celebration, that God is with us, is reflected in today's worship service. God is with us is especially spoken in situations which at first sight make you believe that God is not present. For example, Mary and Joseph, about to experience the birth of the infant Jesus, I can just imagine that they were at their wits' end. We can also imagine what those last days were like for Mary's pregnancy. A certain amount of fear must have been present. And all they could find was a humble manger in a stall, in a stable. But all we hear through the readings of the scriptures is that God was with them. He was with his own son, Jesus. And no wonder that we then sing with joy, which we've been doing now for the last month, I guess, ever since Thanksgiving. We're doing it today. Good Christian friends, rejoice. We just sang, Angels We Have Heard on High, sweetly singing over the plains. We'll be singing Joy to the World, The Lord Has Come. And go tell it on the mountain at the end of the service. And after the successful birth of the Savior, God is with us. Then again came the times of fear when Mary and Joseph, with their son, had to leave their home and had to flee to another country. Where is God in all of this? Must have been their question as well. Only to be saved and to be returned to their hometown of Nazareth. They experienced finally that God also was with them. That's why this ever new Christmas message keeps touching us so deeply in our hearts. For we too have times of uncertainty. As we begin another year, this coming Wednesday, we wonder out loud, will God be with us? What will the year bring? Will it be illness? Will it be death? Will it be conflict? Will there be separation? Will there be disasters? Yet the Christmas story being celebrated for quite a few weeks by now, and still this weekend, up to next Sunday, says God is and will be with us. The gospel lesson that's been selected for this Sunday is another illustration of God's message from the birth of Jesus, I am with you. It's the story of the 12-year-old Jesus in the temple. It begins by reporting that every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And we'll stop there for just a moment and talk about the Passover. It will forever remind us of the fear that the Israelites experienced as slaves in Egypt. And then the big escape to the Red Sea. And then the long travels through the desert. And the people were complaining, not enough food, not enough drink. Where is God in all of this? They were saying, I'm sure. And they were filled with fear. Will they ever get to the promised land? Will their God, the Emmanuel, will he be with them as their Lord, as their Savior? Well, finally, they experience the very presence of their Lord in the midst of fear. They entered the land of milk and honey. Well, as they say, there really wasn't any milk and honey, but it seemed, from what they've been used to, it was like milk and honey. They had arrived, and they experienced God was with them. Likewise, with Joseph and Mary, after leaving the festival of the Passover to go back home with their son, they made the fearful discovery that their son was missing. And it took them 3 long days to try to find their 12-year-old. And they were successful. Their fears of losing a child were alleviated. Another example of Emmanuel, God is with us. And Jesus was obedient to his parents, and they traveled back to their home. That continues to be the message of Christmas. And all of the other events in Jesus' life, at times of his persecution and oppression and even his death, we hear the good news story repeatedly. Emmanuel, God is with us. And so since we then have all of us been so blessed that our fears and our insecurities have been lessened, we turn our believing hearts and pay attention to the people who live in fear at this time, at this moment, who live like the fear of not having enough food, the fear of being homeless, being needy and being poor. And we not only tell them that God is Emmanuel, that God is with them and with us, but we also show that love. in the children's story, maybe next service, I will talk about Sarah's tent. I know many of you, all of you perhaps, are familiar with that ministry of St. Timothy here in Tarpon Springs. We show our love, and I was reading your newsletter, which always has a report on the mission board, and it always, the middle part of that report talks about the benevolences that are taken, that are given away. And amongst them were the farm workers in Dade City, or the Shepherd Center here in this town, or the Luther World Relief, or as the sign at the secretary's door says, bus passes. And I even read a story about the renovation of a bathroom of a neighbor, or disaster relief in so many parts of this country or this world. And you also support some seminarians. And last night we had a healing service, as you know, every fifth Saturday, I believe, of the month. And again, there were healing hands and there were healing prayers. We show this love that we say is with us, that God is with us. And in so many ways, with all the people of God in the midst of their fears, liberation has taken place. There's less sickness, there's less hunger, there's less loneliness, less oppression. The Israelites went from the fear of slavery to the freedom in their promised land. The fear over their lost son, Jesus, was met with safety and liberation. Emmanuel, God is with us. And that is the eternal message from this past Christmas celebration, which continues to be the central story for all of us as we celebrate Christmas still today. And indeed, that's the story of every day, every week, every Sunday, for all of us who sometimes ask in desperation, together with Cardinal Dolan, where is God in all of this? And we too can cradle the baby Jesus into our arms, close to our hearts, and rejoice, Emmanuel, God is with us. Merry Christmas and a blessed new year. Amen. We rise